This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I want to kick this off with a little primer, if I may. And we're going to call this particular moment in time, Dear Ammo Land Commenters. You see, I am very happy to be streaming at Ammo Land. But at the end of the day, this is a radio show. Therefore, when I am streaming the radio show, there's a couple of things that the publisher of the website, all the Ammo Land publishers and everything, you know, all the people, all the powers that be, that they want me to do. And I execute that because of the sheer privilege I get by being at Ammo Land. Now, don't get me wrong. I do not claim to be the all-master being of time, space, and dimension, nor do I want you to believe that I think I am. I try to put out something out there to make people think. And it's not going to make everybody think every moment that I'm opening my mouth. I know this. I know this. However, let me point out a few things, Ammo Land commenters, if I may. Let's go back to my show on the 28th of September. The Democrats will never confiscate your guns. You'll hand them over. Let me address a few commenters, if I may. Tom Paine, not his real name, of course, because he would never put that up there. A worthless plug for a radio show preceded by an inflammatory false headline. Congratulations, I will not be a listener, nor will I click your link again. No, don't tell me that, Tom. I want to be liked by everybody. I got to tell you something, Tom. Now that I've thought about it for a little bit, why don't you just go on then? Just go on. Radio shows, you know, I'm not a writer. I'm not David Codrey. I'm not Rob Morse. I'm not John Farnham. I'm not any of the guys that I read there. I'm just a radio guy. So I don't have to worry about punctuation and grammatical errors or anything else. I can just wing that mother as I'm running the show. And that's the way I want it to be. So I'm not a writer. And yes, I do put plugs and teasers up there on a radio show. That's what a radio show does, asshat. Then there's John. I am an NRA benefactor and super supporter of the Second Amendment. Lots of macho host chatter about having 34 rounds of ammo and magazines, etc. for a carry gun. Yep. A prosecutor, if they think they have a case, will definitely use that against a gun owner in a self-defense situation when addressing a jury of laymen. This macho gun crap includes the yo-yos who put goofy macho bumper stickers on their cars. It all gets the wrong kind of attention, especially if you ever must use a gun to defend yourself. I have been in gunfights. My advice, get normal with what you carry. Practice, don't be macho, and remember that you are not in law enforcement unless you really are. Oh, yeah, every bullet you launch has a price tag and possibly jail time attached to it. Wow, John, I've never said that in the nearly 1,000 shows I've done, ever. Well, except every Wednesday when I do it, which, by the way, that was a Wednesday. That was when I had Second Call Defense on. That's why I have Second Call Defense. I can get out there and go, hey, I carry 1,000 spare rounds of ammunition. And Second Call Defense is going to cover me if I get into a gunfight that way. But thanks for pointing out the very obvious. For being an idiot. And then here is Silence Do Good. Great headline, then nothing more of interest. Lock and Load should have learned by now to stop with the come on and then not put out. Unnecessarily disappointing. Just like Frederick Schiller stated when commenting on the French Revolution, a great moment has found little people, but on a much smaller scale. The content of Lock and Load should be much, much better than this. I think Bill Frady needs a vacation, some downtime to reflect on what he is doing. Merely chattering is not what the pro-Second Amendment circles need now. We need voices of clarity, intelligence, depth, and persuasiveness, not babbling. One thing, let me point out to all of you 12-pound brain dudes that, you know, hide behind the internet anonymity and have names like Silence Do-Good, John, or Tim, or, Tom Payne. There's a phone number right up there at the top of the page. Yeah. USAAmmoLand.com. Today on Lock and Load Radio with Bill Frady, live 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, which is now. Call in is 877-807-4048. You could pick up the phone and call me and tell me all of this stuff, couldn't you? Yeah. See, you guys that like to do this little guerrilla peeking, I saw somebody do this to John Farnham the other day. Some of you tactical types out there that want to beat up on John Farnham. John Farnham has a resume that you would gut your mothers for. So you can say whatever you want about him. I believe everything the man says. I listen to all of his lessons, read everything he puts out. If you guys think you're better, well, okay, fine. That's fine, I guess. I don't quite understand it. You guys like Silence Do Good. No, you guys are the ones that are going to stay home and not go vote for Donald Trump, aren't you? You're going to say, well, I know better. That's it. That's what it's all about. It's about being right. It's always about being more right than anybody, isn't it? I know more about it than you do, and I know more about it. I don't claim to know it all. I don't. I love participation. But if all of you guys, if all that the... And you know what? I've seen some of the AmmoLand comments, and it's part and parcel of the business. If you're going to be in media, the people with the knives are going to come out because they're the ones that just can't wait to get out there. But this is a three-hour show. You guys didn't even take it in. All you want me to do, I've seen some of the other comments. Why do I put headlines up and then not write an article? Because I'm a radio show, morons! Now, if you want to get up and cross swords, if you want to have a debate about the way the show executes, if you want to have a debate about the way the show, the format of the show, or whatever it is, by all means, there's a phone number. Call in. I got a pro right now on the other side. You get out of line, he'll dump all of your bad words. You'll still sound semi-intelligent, except for that 7-second gap in your speech. It'll be great. But if you're not going to participate, then don't participate. Okay? This internet anonymity, we're not supposed to be the ones that hide behind that. Okay? We're not supposed to be the ones. And, gunfighting and all this other stuff, hey, don't feel like you are something special. There's a few of us that have pulled guns on people. Okay? And if you don't like the show, don't listen to it. If you're supposed to be pro-gun and you don't like the show, go listen to Tom Hartman. He might be your cup of tea. I've been on Tom Hartman's show before. He's just a barrel of laughs. It's like a regular veritable barrel of monkeys. You guys can go hang out with him, and he'll be trying to be more right than you, and you'll be trying to be more right than him, and it'll be just a gigantic cluster. And that's my rant. When I get back, I'm going to get back to the show. We'll be right back.
This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Oh my gosh, I shot so much of that stuff yesterday. Now I've got to call them again. AmmunitionDepot.com. The FBI released the 2015 edition of Crime in the United States, giving us the latest tidbits about crime in the United States. The bad news is that homicides are up 12,270 to 13,455. Why that is the case is something that will be debated. But here's something the gun grabbers will not want to mention. The number of homicides with rifles dropped from 258 to 252, which, you know, 258 homicides with all rifles in the United States, with 320 million plus people and 136 million plus gun owners and 370 million plus guns. Let's use a high number, shall we? 258. Homicides with rifles. Not exactly the epidemic, is it? We exist in a time with record-setting gun sales, and over a decade after the 1994 ban on certain semi-auto firearms expired, and in a country where AR-15s are flying off the shelf, I'm surrounded by three of them right now. The number of homicides with rifles of all types dropped by six when homicides overall climbed. So what's with this constant drumbeat to ban all of these categories of rifles? Then, let's look at this. The Chicago Sun-Times recently released an editorial calling for more gun control, which is not a surprise. But their first case calls for a closer look. Paul Pagan is 32, and the definition of a career criminal. He's been convicted of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, possession of a stolen car, marijuana possession, two counts of pointing firearm at someone, and reckless conduct. At the time Pagan allegedly committed a murder, there was a warrant for his arrest. They noted that Pagan had been arrested 39 times. Mr. Pagan is barred from possessing firearms under federal law for being a fugitive, for his felony conviction, and as a drug user. By picking up a gun, he hits an 18 U.S.C. 922 trifecta, the first three items, and can get up to 30 years in the federal slammer. But as Billy Mays would say, but wait, there's more. The two counts of pointing a firearm at someone fall under a mandatory sentence enhancement under 18 U.S.C. 924. The brandishing enhancement is a mandatory 7 years in the slammer. And now Pagan also hits the armed career criminal and under 18 U.S.C. 924 gets a minimum 15-year sentence with no chance of parole or probation. Why is he seeing the sun? Here's some tools. Sentencing are tools that could put thugs like Pagan away for a long time, yet they don't get used. And these are the same folks who refuse to put away the bad guys that then blame the NRA, GOA, 2AF, ABC, NBC, all these other alphabet places, and law-abiding gun owners for the bad things that happen. Because we're all in the basket of deplorables, people. Then we have the debate at the Hofstra University. I'm doing sort of a rapid fire, you know, lightning round here. Hillary Clinton claimed America has a gun epidemic. Take a vent on the stupidity for a minute or two. Let me know when you're done. Okay, done. She is wrong, of course, on so many levels, but we're used to that. She seems to think background checks are the solution to the rising crime in this country. She says that background checks that include the no-fly list are the answer. She wants to curb gun violence. Well, me too. But let's take a look at how many mass shooters in the last few years passed background checks. 17. Some of those who didn't pass them, by the way, then stole the guns, a federal crime punishable by 10 years in prison. Not only that, but the perps of three of the most recent terrorist attacks involved firearms were never on the no-fly list. Teddy Kennedy was, though. So are some kids as young as the age of four. Closer here to home in Townville, South Carolina, that shooting shows the futility of gun control. They had the signs up. The alleged perp was a 14-year-old guy. Now, a basic understanding of gun laws at the federal and state level tells you that 14 is too young to legally acquire a firearm of any kind. So this kid was able to bypass the background check requirement. He was able to acquire a firearm and allegedly carry out not just the shooting, but the murder of his father. This is a 14-year-old who was able to find ways around gun laws. What are the odds that if the gun grabbers get the laws they want, that hardened criminals would not be able to do the same thing as this 14-year-old with a, you know, with a chip on his shoulder? When the politicians call for new gun laws, this is what you need to be thinking about. Hillary, where was Hillary at? She was in some church, and she's sitting there, and she's saying that we need to curb gun violence. Gee, pantsuit, that never occurred to me. How do you propose we do that, please? Well, let's pass another law. With the other 20-plus thousand laws, what will this one do, please, pantsuit? It will prevent this from happening. Tell me how. If that will be that way, she can't, because that won't necessarily happen. I'm a little animated today, aren't I? Yeah. But I'm sort of digging it. I sort of like it. I sort of like coming in angry. I was in the chat room. They were saying, Bill, don't feed the trolls. I love feeding the trolls because these are the nameless trolls. They probably don't remember what they signed in under to be their anonymous selves. Anyway, I would really like to, you know, all of these things that has popped up with, all of this begs the question, how come we're not actually executing on some of these things that we know? Why are the gun grabbers focusing on rifles when the rifles are the least of our worries? These career criminals that have been arrested 39 times, I don't know if I've ever done anything 39 times, good, bad, or indifferent. This guy's been, he's a 39-time felon. And, of course, you know, Hofstra. But you know what? It's still Trump's problem, right? It's Trump's fault. When we get back, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about Trump. We're going to talk a little bit about the gangs, because the gangs here in the United States are not just in the inner city. They're not just the Bloods or the Crips. And I think if we were to take a very hard look at that and come to that understanding, some of you already have. And then some of you over at Ammo Land probably think I don't know what I'm talking about, but that's fine. That's fine. While I'm thinking about it, well, no, we'll talk about that when we get back. We'll talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. AmoLand, people! This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. My word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
And welcoming new sponsor, Bootleg Inc. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Ah, yes. JT and I took the bootleg rifle out to the range. And the bootleg rifle is great. It exceeds my expectations of what it should have been. I thought that the very inexpensive plum crazy lower on the bottom of it would be, like, just horrible, with made it with this very pedigreed upper. And this thing just smokes. It just works. BootlegInc.com.
When you live in a neighborhood of gangs, you have to learn how to accommodate the gang that does you the least harm. And we all live in a neighborhood of gangs. Now, you know, if you live in a neighborhood you know, on the right side of the tracks, if you will, then we've dodged the unlawful gang members. But no matter where we live, we can't dodge the lawful gangsters that we call the government. All gangs have this in common. They're alliances of bullies whose tactics deprive others of what the gangsters want. There's no form of intimidation or expropriation that they won't descend to get what they want. And what they want is dominion. Their tactics depend on the scope of dominion they seek and the paradigm under which they seek it. Some are petty and brutal, and some are grand and devious. None is more grand and devious than government, and when government goes awry, well, nobody goes awry like the government. There's more damage and it's a deadly damage that they go with. The lust for power is part of the human condition. The desire for dominion's universal. And the historical record's a litany of potentates and their ploys. Whether they were priests or princes or presidents, the end game's always the same. Only the players and the paradigms change. In postmodern democracies, these are the players, a political class, a privileged class, an unprivileged class, and an underclass. And here's the paradigm. The political class buys the votes of the underclass, the privileged class buys the patronage of the political class, and the unprivileged class gets ground beneath the politically correct juggernaut. This is what is left of the American Republic. The only meaningful political class is the federal one. It has usurped the state's constitutional powers. It has reduced political representation to a binary choice between candidates chosen by two private political parties conspiring to exclude all competition. It's composed of careers professional politicians interested solely in maintaining their power. It's unprincipled. It's omnipotent. Its pretext is a social justice long since segued into a politics of victimization that divides to conquer. And the appetite is to make us all servants of itself. And there's only two political gangs in America today. One is the Democratic Party and the other one is the Republican Party. The only difference between them is the side of the political town on which they live. There's no opposition political party. In reality, we're now governed by a professional political duopoly, which merely caucuses in two private parties with two different names. If one didn't have the other, it would have to invent it merely to maintain the illusion of a political opposition and a two-state party. Their aims are the same, reducing the citizenry to neo-feudal servitude on this federal estate. Until now. Part of the duopoly was never supposed to be Donald Trump. Now, Trump can't do a fraction of what he is promising to do. Presidential candidates are essentially but the leaders of the two private political gangs that monopolize the nation's governance. Constitutionally, the federal legislature is the republic's only real governing power. And if Trump's elected, he won't have a federal legislature eager to help him achieve his promises. But the real point is this. Trump is a political interloper. He has already effected a stunning populist coup against the entire Republican Party establishment. The Republican Party establishment detests Trump as much as the Democratic establishment detests Trump. And yet, lo and behold, Trump is the Republican Party's presidential nominee. And Trump is polling ahead of Clinton. I heard somebody telling me today, Clinton's going to be the president. You better not sell nothing. You better keep it all. It's going to be worth a lot more on November the 8th. I don't actually believe that. We're witnessing an astonishing exception to a century of exclusive political domination. And what this should be telling middle America, which is that's me and you, is that Trump has energized across party lines a coalition of the politically disenfranchised American electorate. And this is mostly white, middle-class working men and women whom academia hasn't yet terminally brainwashed. Still enough of them to make a difference. Probably won't be after 8 years of a Clinton presidency, because by its end we'll have another 30 million Latin American, African, and Middle Eastern interlopers voting here. What he can do, you see, if he has the intestines, during an eight-year presidency, is force the Republican Party to realize its real constituencies, a newly energized political opposition of the disenfranchised, unprivileged class. That and deny a Clinton presidency the opportunity to forever overwhelm the traditional American electorate with 30 million refugees from the world's failed states. Can he do it? Will he do it? Is it getting to be too late? Nobody, you know, nobody knows this. Clinton won't do it. Trump's all the unprivileged class has left, and the margin by which its popular vote may exceed a smaller electoral vote is the margin by which the Republican Party may potentially be convinced to banish its Paul Ryans and become, for the first time in the last century, a real party in actual political opposition. That's why you have to vote for Trump. All of you that are out there saying, well, you know, our votes don't count. Well, hey, they do. They do. This guy's not supposed to be here. You're supposed to be looking at Republican nominee Jeb Bush. That's what they wanted. Jeb Bush. They didn't want Rand Paul. They didn't want Ted Cruz. They wanted Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush is sitting at home. He is sitting at home. So, you know. Remember, Black America, your dysfunctional schools and crime-ridden ghettos are the consequence of a centralized political duopoly that has made many of you dependents of the state. Remember, Hispanics, 10 million of your brethren illegally here merely to press the wages for what you legally fought to get. When the Chinese stop buying our metastasizing debt, well, guess what? Corporate America is going offshore as fast as they can. So, time to vote. Get ready for the fight, because you have a chance today to swing and connect with an eye socket. We'll be right back.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, when it comes to the media, I have allowed myself to go to the dark side because I hate, I want to attack, and ultimately I want to destroy the liberal mainstream media. Because for me, that's more than just fun. It's the best way to undercut and crush progressivism. This Lovecraftian media blob is in a panic at its mass rejection that Trump, you know, we've been told over and over again how Hillary is just going to decimate him, just tear him a new one, just put him away. But they're running neck and neck. This is graphic evidence of the fact that about half the population hates journalists, and they've decided to vote accordingly. This hate, and feel free to chuckle over this, is destroying their business model. And they are scared. You can see it in their frenzy doubling down on the same foolishness that made us hate them in the first place. This is people that are truly ignorant. Ignorant with an extensive vocabulary. We complain that the media hacks are taking sides, so they publicly reject objectivity in the face of that. We complain about biased moderators, and their moderator rejects moderation. We complain that they favor the liberals and then they swoon over some Venezuelan bimbo while studiously ignoring Hillary's track record of treating the women abused by her hubby like garbage. And it's not even ignoring her perv enabling. The media will try to silence any mention of her shameful behavior.
Notice how every media outlet seems to have had Miss Huge Universe's story teed up to go to the second Hillary's programming calls her to blurt out that talking point. Notice how the true background of this martyr to womanness only came out in the conservative media and the British press. Did you know that hacking Hillary is gacking up a lung again? Not to notice how the New York Times suddenly got fussy about definitions, denying that a tape of her having sex was actually a sex tape, which is, you know, that's the essence of being a peak Clintonite. Now, if you peruse the lying American media, it's all lies, all manipulation, all the time. And as the hep kids say, the American people are getting hella woke to it. The media is composed of liberal transcriptionists taking Democrat dictation, and we all know it, and we all hate them for it. And every time they lie, which is always, we hate them even more, always. Worse for the media, and is more people, not just us conservatives, but non-political and moderate people, see the same thing, and they're joining in this coalescence of hate. When the guys at the soccer game are talking about how the media is full of it, well, we can say winning. Because a big part of Trump's success, and as of this writing, he seems to be poised to do as well or better than McCain or Romney as of this date, is that his candidacy is essentially one big mooning of the media by half of America. So they're trying to bluff and bluster their way through, whilst being in a panic. The Arizona Republic, which is apparently a desert brochure, supports Hillary. Unprecedented, yet everyone in Arizona shrugs. The Republic went pinko long ago. Then the weary travelers and Marriotts across America found that USA Today is opposing Trump. Why the editors of a periodical whose sole purpose is to help out-of-town hotel guests find out where the local TV station is rerunning The Simpsons believes their anti-kudos will move the needle is unclear. But the rest of the media is reeling in delight. Trump's lost USA Today. Game over. Liberal establishment survives only because it controls the mainstream media propaganda machine. It's one of three legs of the stool that keeps the Democrat Party stable. The other legs are deadbeats and creepy weirdos with money like Hillary. You know, we could kick that leg out, though. Let's go right at the media poobahs, these puffed-up hacks and self-important dorks who are desperately trying to keep a grip on power as their own incompetence plus the relentless advance of technology conspire to consign them to the much-deserved irrelevance. This is happening a lot in down-ticket races. A new super PAC called The America's Worth It attacked Chuck Schumer via his media buddies in a new two-minute ad that tells voters to strike back at the liberal media bosses who are corrupting American journalism. Bonus points for name-checking true journalist Cheryl Atkinson. So basically, guys with money who do this for a living are seeing the value of hitting lib politicians by linking them to the mainstream media. What does that tell you about the polling and focus group results? I'd like to see this go national. Let's get the Democrat candidates in New Hampshire, Nevada, North Carolina, and Wisconsin on record about whether they stand with the New York Times or with America. But it's you know, it is absolutely a blast to beat on the mainstream media, to beat it like a piñata. But we need to turn this very healthy emotion into action. We need to help those Democrat shills and newspapers and in the networks join scrolls and town criers in the cesspool of history where they'll be among friends. Because they're already dying, terminal due to new technology and the cancerous contempt for its audience. They're on life support and we could pull the plug anytime. Cancel your newspaper subscription if you still have one. And then tell them why. You know, I've told local places if I wanted to read Pravda, I could do it better with the original Russian language. At least it's more entertaining to look at. And, you know, when they come back with a scripted response, because it's going to be the same. It's going to be the same whether you're in Maryland, Maine, or Minnesota. It's going to be the same. It doesn't matter. Turn off your cable. I don't have cable, and yet I watch TV all the time. So, in other words, it's gloves off. It's gloves off. And they hate us, and it's okay for us to hate them back. In the chat room, my man Musco is afraid that I've been giving away free publicity. They let me stream the show, Musco. They let me stream the show at Ammoland. The people at Ammoland, the actual people that are creative like I am, they actually let me stream the show, and that's cool. So but I understand what you're saying. It's not quite that one-sided. If it were that one-sided, you would be absolutely correct. See, I have respect for the ninjas because the ninjas step up. They correct me when I need to be corrected, and if I, you know. Hey, but the lib fascists that are out there running your local newspaper, your news, all that other stuff, turn them off. Turn them off. I've started buying old movies. I watched Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window for the first time ever the other day. I got it on iTunes. I watched it. There was no commercials. There was no political message. Grace Kelly was still alive. Jimmy Stewart was still alive. Raymond Burr was still alive. So it was great. They don't make films like that anymore. And as far as staying connected, well, you're listening right here. So, I mean, you get a little bit of everything here at GCN. I know that much. Pull the plug on them. Let them die. Stand back and watch in rapt fascination as they gasp their last advertising dollars because there's only two or three people there that still take the paper, listen to the newscast, watch the newscast, whatever it's going to be, and it'll be a party. Coming up next, Nick Scorinzi from South Carolina Cary. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. And a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Austin Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.